you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's there.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, March 12th, 2019. We're a little slap happy here. We're up
to our
eyeballs in the April edition of the Prime Life Times. We just got the March edition within 2 weeks ago, and that's created a lot of stir, new advancements into territory, into Indiana. Mm-hmm. I guess you would say the West Central.
Let's do talk about geography right now.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to have a geography test. Yeah, we're now up to 15 different counties. But so much happened this past weekend. Buddy Davis on the air yesterday during Memorization Monday with our John 3:16 verse, which I think will be one that most everyone will have memorized this week or already have memorized. But so much happened at the Home and Garden Expo. The singing men did great. The children's choir was wonderful. A lot of different people came by the Great News Radio Center here.
You said it was packed.
It was packed during the time we sang.
Yeah.
And a constant stream throughout the whole 2 days. I was actually here Sunday.
I figured.
And on Saturday. But on Saturday, we had Richard Berkey. He was out in front handing out papers, saying hi to everyone that walked by.
That's perfect.
And then Calvin was also here assisting. He was working some sales with some of the different vendors and suppliers and people that were here. And it's just really great. A lot of people came in. And then I started handing this out. Have you seen this little flyer? I created that on Sunday. You'll see posters on the front, but the children's choir was so good. And I thought, you know, we haven't made many more announcements that children can still join us.
Sure.
And so why don't you read that while I grab my other notes here?
Well, you amazed me. You just threw this together yesterday and started handing it out.
Yes.
Okay. The Great News Radio Children's Choir.
And it's a very colorful picture of children representing...
You did a good job.
...various cultures and such. It's a fun little, I don't know, one, two, about eight or nine of these kids,
and
all different hairstyles.
Music notes above it.
Okay.
Very nice done, Mark. Thursday nights, 5 to 10 p.m. No, Thursday nights, 5:10 p.m.
Yeah.
10 minutes after 5 is when you start?
Yes. See, those that want to come early and have the pizza and the light dinner, they come at 4:45, but come 5:10, dinner's done, we start rehearsal. It's 5:10 to 6:30. Yeah, right, 5:10.
I've already messed up reading this. Yeah. Okay, Thursday nights, 5:10 p.m. to 6:30.
Yeah.
Lincoln Square, Unit 112. Free voice lessons and music instruction for children ages 6 to 12 years. Various concerts and presentations scheduled. Recent performances at Marketplace Mall and the Village Mall in Danville, at the Globetrotters game, and at the Home and Garden Expo. For more information, greatnewsradio.org, phone, hello, Karen, 217-367-7777.
Yeah, every time I saw a parent walking by with their child that I assumed was between the ages of about 6 and 12, I jumped up, ran out there, handed them one of them, said, hey, we meet right here on Thursday nights. Come join us. So
it's just no wonder you've gone far in life. Yeah, I really mean it.
So, yeah, we worked that hard. And then with Richard and Calvin and others handing out papers, and I saw a few people that I had known from years gone by. Actually, Mike Nicholson lived with me while he was building his home out in the country for, I don't know, 5 or 6 months. Well, he's now
president of
Maytech. And I thought, oh, you're the decision maker. You need to be in the Prime Life Times. So I did a whole pitch, and he's deciding. I think there's a good chance that he'll spend some advertising dollars. And then McLean's custom countertops. Do you see what you have your elbows on right now?
Yeah.
This and the countertop over there.
Beautiful.
And that special piece that's put into our conference table, it was all custom done by McLean's custom countertops. And I really pressed him. I said, oh, you need to be in the Prime Life Times.
Absolutely.
A little radio announcement about what you do. And so
totally
he's thinking about it too.
Totally can vouch for them.
Yep, it's good, sturdy, well done.
People comment on it.
Yeah, and actually they brought in 3 or 4 different people to look at it to show here's one of our countertops. And
at the Home and Garden
show?
That's
brought
funny.
Them in here. I was in the middle of things. Oh, sure, bring them in. You know,
so. More the merrier.
A lot of people got a program guides, and so it was a very eventful gathering with the expo here, all the new people, and dozens, I could probably say hundreds of people would walk by, and they'd look up. and they'd see, you know, God listens, you can
too. Nice.
They'd look at the windows. And then, oh, yeah, then the 100 people, I announced from the stage, now those of you who want the long stem roses, go into the center. Instead of handing them out in the food court, I had them all have to walk over into here and come in here. And
we
handed out all the roses, so that was a lot of fun.
I have a question.
Yes.
I was not here on Sunday, but I've been wondering, all the literature said there's going to be a trivia challenge with Tim Sinclair. Did
yes.
you see that? Or?
I heard it. Jim got there. Gosh, he lived here since Thursday night.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
here. Thursday was set up, Friday set up, Saturday and Sunday. He engineered all the different guests, the speakers, the Singing Men concert. But he was doing that, so I went over a couple times, waved at Tim. I knew him from the past. He was announcing there's a number of people in the audience with sheets, and so they would write down their answers, and then at the end...
So it wasn't like asking him questions.
No. He would read off, who was this person,
and
what was this...
I love trivia
challenges. What was MasterCard called before it was called MasterCard?
Oh.
And so that
was
I heard that question. I was standing around there. I never heard the
answer. I need
to
know. Okay. I love trivia.
So, yeah, he did that. I think it was like at 11 and 1 or two different times where he had people in there. But they said by far the greatest crowd where we packed the food court was during the Singing Men and the Children's Choir. Yeah, so Channel 3 WCIA, this is the third time we sang for them, and they were extremely pleased.
That's so good.
Yeah, it was a great relationship. A lot of believers.
I like that
WCIA.
TV station. Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, there's three different Peters that work there, and I think they're all believers. So,
interesting.
If you're a Peter and you work for WCIA,
good job, guys.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Or, I know one of you loves Adventures in Odyssey, and the other guy had his Fellowship of Christian Athletes sweatshirt on. So, and I had said something, Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Yeah.
He said, yep, I've been a part of
this
them.
This is cool. Thanks, everybody.
That was great, and thank you, God, again, that we are located here at Lincoln Square. All the traffic, all the people. There's the Railroad Expo at the end of this month, and there's some other activities here. So with the Farmers Market coming throughout the summer, there'll be more and more people learning about us. So
Speaking of activities,
maybe I should just say, stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, because most all these have links that'll take you right to the event or the gathering or how to register or how to know more information. But, yeah, I was handing this also out on Saturday, as was Richard, as was Calvin, was Holly and others that helped. But,
well, you sent this compilation to the staff, and it's like scrolling down. I'm like, oh, my word, we are so busy already.
I think I had a comment. I sent it certainly to the board that I think God wants me busy and it will keep me out of trouble.
There you go.
So,
that is true in life, actually.
There are a lot of activities, a lot of neat things going on. I'll just do a quick highlight because it's Tuesday and we're going to read from your book. And I know there's a number of international students and people that want to start following along. They're like, wait, we want Mary Ann. We want Mary Ann.
I appreciate that.
But if you stop by greatnewsradio.org, you'll see seven different listed events, one highlighting our Memorization Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor Davis was wonderful yesterday, Buddy Davis.
Yeah.
This coming week, it's going to be another great verse. It's going to be in Romans, and that's going to be Pastor Robert Freeman, Freeman from next door. And two of the events are going to be in his church, so it'll be fun to have him in.
Ivan Parker, yeah.
But Saturday, March 30th, the end of this month, at the I Hotel, and we've worked this out with the University of Illinois, they're having their Youth Literature Festival, and the Great News Radio Children's Choir will be singing right at 11:45. It's going to be at the I Hotel. It's a free event from 10 to 3 p.m. So I'm really excited about collaborating with the University of Illinois and having our children's choir. And I think they're going to sing one of their songs in Mandarin. So we'll see how that'll all work out.
Yeah.
Sunday, April 7th at the church next door here, the First United Methodist Church of Urbana, Huntley Brown will be coming to town. So that's less than a month.
He's pretty cool.
Oh, he was fantastic. You're going to love him. He's filled with energy. He's so gifted and talented. He sings, but boy, does he play the piano. So we'll, again, this has been the pattern in the past. We'll have a special $25 artist circle, special meet and greet, reserved upfront seating. And so those of you that want to have great seating, go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and you'll see a link, or you can go to the events calendar page, and there's another link. But you click on the link, and it'll tell you how you can get your $25 artist circle reserve seating wristband.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else, it'll be a free will offering. But we can't guarantee seating. How close you'll be, it'll become first come, first serve. Mm-hmm. So if you want the $25 assured great seating, sign up online. Otherwise, just come out on Sunday, April 7th.
Come on down.
Then Tuesday, April 16th, right here at the Great News Radio Center, the Central Regional Coordinator of CUFI, Christians United for Israel, Pastor Lyndon Allen, will be in to talk about why biblically and historically Christians should stand with Israel and what you can do. So there'll be some kind of snacks and like refreshments and then a great talk. And if they overflow the Great News Radio Center here, we'll go out into the food court. So we
Sounds
have a backup plan depending on how many of you show up. And you can find out more by calling 217-298-1980, 217-298-1980.
That sounds interesting, the standing with Israel and why Christians should.
I've been to a few of these in the past, and they're very well done. They know their material, and it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. And then, there's lots more. Well, we'll just say on Saturday and Sunday, May 18th and 19th, we'll be taking a group up to Oak Brook. The Singing Men of GNN will be singing with three other men's choirs.
It's going to be powerful.
Let Freedom Sing. It's a tribute concert. And so then Saturday, June 8th, Ivan Parker's coming to town with the Singing Men of GNN. The same thing. Go to our website. All the information's there. And then finally, October 6th through the 11th, six-day trip to Washington, D.C., 5 overnights in hotels, 17 meals, parking, taxes, gratuities, all packaged into a couple different prices depending on whether it's 2 or 3 or 4 to a room. You can find out more at our website. And look at this photo. This is the photo that's on the website. Isn't that a pretty good one? I put that together.
Oh.
So I think it's a pretty good one, but it's,
don't
highlighting
be shy about
something.
Yeah.
Yeah, the arm has hurt my back. I'm
trying to reach.
So he actually is right now.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
So. Yeah, that's some of the things that we'll see in Washington,
D.C. That's going to be quite a trip.
Yeah, it's going to be excellent. It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, so Memories of an African Son. Pull out your edition. In fact, we ran out. We need to get some more copies.
They're on their way, coming this week.
Memories of an African Son by Marianne Simpkins. We'll be looking at Chapter 44, What I Learned from Traders.
The Traders.
The Traders.
T-R-A-D-E-R-S, not Traders.
Yeah.
Okay. The road in front of our house in Ghana was a dirt road, and many a day I would look up and see a tall figure with a flowing white robe and turban walking down the dusty road, stopping here and there to talk to people, one of the traders. Many of the traders appeared to be from Nigeria, but some were from Ghana itself. They carried their wares in a large fabric sack slung over their shoulders, and they stopped and dealt with anyone who had the slightest interest. Mm-hmm. Many people waved them on, no time to trade with the men walking the town with their goods for sale. But I would deal, as they called it. They seemed to find the singular focus of a young girl, now with coffee bean skin and highly sun-bleached hair, intriguing. Mm-hmm. And I also had a bit of money.
A wee bit.
A little bit. My accent by that time sounded as though I originated from England, so that seemed confusing to them, as I staunchly maintained that I was an American. Cross-legged, or on a little wooden stool, I sat at the edge of the blanket they had spread on the ground, the trader on the other side of the blanket, and all of his wares spread out between us, ready to stay for 30 minutes or so. They would not give up on me. Probably because they knew, in the end, I would buy something, even if it were small. And I, too, didn't give up on getting something at a price I could afford, which indeed was quite small.
Mm-hmm.
I still have part of my collection of small mahogany carvings and pretty beaded bracelets and rings. My mother used to ask me how I could stand the back-and-forth haggling over the price. I did it because I enjoyed their company and the laughter. Also, because it was my one chance to buy something at a price I could pay. We were often down on the streets of the merchants in Accra, especially the lines of shops where our Indian friends and numerous others had stores. These were all stores that opened onto the street with strong, heavy iron gates that were pulled across the front at night. The stores themselves went far back from the opening, large rectangular rooms, some almost dark at the back or lit by lamps. Accra was a port city, and these were import shops. But I couldn't afford anything there. Even though I loved drinking mineral water or sipping the beautifully spiced tea as I sat on the rug on the floor while my parents visited. In one store, I was surrounded by gorgeous hand-woven rugs and other beautiful items from India, carved from teak and beautiful vases, plates, jewelry, and copper items. In the store we went to most often, there were numerous items of clothing, luggage, and shoes for sale in every corner of the store. Our friends from India, who owned the luggage and clothing store, made us feel almost like their family. They really liked my parents, and their shop was a pleasant place for us to visit. It was also one street over from the long rows of red mailboxes, hundreds of them, that went on for blocks and served as the way to get mail in Accra. Across from the mailboxes, people sat at tables with typewriters in front of them and umbrellas over their heads to protect them from the boiling sun. They were clerks, and they would type things for a fee. Going to downtown Accra to get our mail was an important task we did at least twice a week. Though I could not afford anything at the Indian import shops, with the traders, I had a business.
Mm-hmm.
It was clear that they would never go below their lowest price, but it was also clear that I had to get them to a price I could afford. So we would haggle back and forth, raising our arms in disbelief at the newest price. Laughing when we finally came to agreement. You got the better deal. No, you did. You have bested me this time around.
You bested me.
Yeah. As it says in Proverbs, it's no good, says the buyer. Then he goes off and boasts about the purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 20:14. The traders could often see the change in my hand, so they generally knew how much I had. And I seldom had more. I simply didn't. It was a game. It was a shrewd business. It was important to them to sell their wares, and it was important to me to feel like I had a place I could actually buy something. But then a rather eye-opening thing happened. I realized that we didn't need to just use money. I could trade a bracelet I no longer wanted or liked for a bracelet a trader was selling. Suddenly, the world opened, for we were no longer bound by the monetary system. Many of the traders who came down our road were regulars. I grew to recognize them, and I knew their names. The selling and buying of things was a big business in Accra. The huge markets with vendors set up under umbrellas, in stalls or in the open air, were a sight to see. I don't know how long it would have taken to walk entirely through all of the market in downtown Accra, but if you did, it seems you could find almost anything. Women grinding peppers, stacks of smoked fish, stews, rows of spices, stacks of bread loaves, vegetables and fruits of many kinds, unbelievably fresh pineapple, and the alasa fruit that I have never seen anywhere else. There were meats, household items by the thousands, garments, colorful fabrics, scarves, headdresses. The list felt endless. And, of course, the country is the second largest cocoa bean producer in the world. Accra and Ghana as a whole had a lively feeling to it. Commerce, it seemed, was in the air. Women in Ghana were attuned to business. Our original little college building was rented from a Ghanaian businesswoman. A number of the tribes of Ghana were matriarchal, meaning that the lineage was passed down through women. There were also people who just came walking down streets, generally also women, with huge baskets balanced on their heads, selling their goods, piles of peanuts in the baskets or high piles of fresh bread or fruits.
I'm getting hungry.
I know it. Mm-hmm. Street food in Ghana is an interesting assortment of countless items, whether yam chips, fresh pineapple, often picked that day, or amazing fresh seafood sold as stands on the beach. I like the idea of walking out the door and stopping the girl going by, giving her some change and walking away with a handful of peanuts or some other commodity. I've never been able to learn the exact history behind the white-robed traders of Ghana and Nigeria, how the whole concept of walking down roads with one's wares to sell ever started. I've heard different theories about it, and that makes sense, I guess, because as is true with most vocations, people are doing them for different reasons. Some are honest, some are not. Some didn't come by their goods rightly, some did. It's true of Wall Street, true of the local car dealers, true of the traders, I would imagine. What I learned from the traders is that there is more than one way to earn a living, more than one way to do something. That piece of information has come in very handy for me through the years. I find that I like to support people who have little businesses they have started, entrepreneurs who try to drum up income to support themselves, homemade jewelry businesses, fish sandwich shops started out of a kitchen, food stands on the college campus run by college kids, or even people selling homemade cakes and cookies to friends out of their home. Sometimes it's a homespun business hurriedly put together in desperation due to lost jobs or the need to help a child through college, or sometimes just to simply earn extra money. Some say these little businesses are irrelevant, that they won't support someone through the long term, that they lack a long-term strategy. But they matter, and I like to support them because I know it might help somebody get through this week. And there are parts of this world where that's a very big deal. Father, I ask that you will always provide livelihood for those I love and for all of your people. Help all of us to be willing to do whatever is before us, without worry as to the status or the value attributed to it. Help us to value the real meaning of productive work and be glad when we have it, and be glad for food on our table for one more week and for this day.
Amen. Very nice. What I learned from the traders out of Memories of an African Son. It's chapter 44, written by Marianne Simpkins, our very own, and we'll have copies maybe later this week available for $15 if you stop by the Great News Radio Center. And when you're going to pick up this book, you can pick up 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart. We do have additional copies. I know a friend was in the other day. He took five. He's going to get some small groups started and
wants
to encourage some of the pastors to maybe do this for their church to highlight it and feature it. All right, everyone. Well, SR News won't wait. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
We are one.